Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
What's in a name? A lot's in a name, especially when your name is the Fire Baptized Holiness Choir. Here they are with Bless His Name.
I wonder if I got a praiser in the room tonight that will jump up on your feet and clap your hands and sing along with us tonight. Come on, choir, let's say it. This is our purpose tonight. So since we're here, let's lift him and sing praise.
Yeah.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists definitely get to tell their stories. I'm honored, and I use the word honored all the time because I am honored to have the producer of this wonderful choir, the Fire Baptized Holiness Choir. The producer's name is Andre Littlejohn, and although that may sound like a name out of the Game of Thrones, that was a joke. That was a joke. You don't watch the Game of Thrones, do you? Come on, you're holy.
I don't.
I won't put you on the spot. But. Okay, you don't have to answer that. but you know, the people in the congregation might be. I'm just saying. So, yeah. But welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Man, I love this song. I'm just letting you know, man. Bless his name, one of the songs from the project that we've been playing on Real Gospel. I'm just telling you, you know, there's something about the holiness music, man. It's just, I'm not knocking any other, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Los Angeles, California. That's where I reside.
L.A. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
The city of angels, as they say. What's going on with the Lakers, man? What's going on with Lamar Ball? And what's going on with that team, man?
I know they were eliminated from the playoffs. I do know that. So, it's a young team, and hopefully Magic and the crew, they can get another star in the area to help the team. But they're going to come up. I mean, they won more games this year than they did last year. So
true.
That is a plus. So there's something to look forward to in the future.
Hmm. So have you seen LeBron James' wife shopping in the area anywhere, any stores? Have you spotted his wife and kids?
You know, I have not.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt that she has done.
I'm just saying, that's what I heard.
Shopping.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, look, now that we've broken the ice a little bit and people know that you're a real person who has feelings and that you know projects, because sometimes when people listen to music, they don't quite understand the people behind the music. So walk through us, you know, methodically walk through us about how this project came to be and a little bit about the choir. So I guess the choir is part of the church, correct?
Yes, we're an organization, and so we have churches all across the country, and so every year we have a youth convention. It's called our Youth Congress, and we all come to Greenville, South Carolina every year. That's where the church is headquartered at, and so we were celebrating in the youth department was celebrating 70 years. It was the 70th year anniversary.
Wow.
So they wanted to do something special for that year, so that I guess the suggestion came up with regards to doing some type of recording to capitalize on the moment, and so everybody was on board with it within the music department, and so there were a few songs, and it was really going to just be an EP, and so I guess when the word got out, more songs started to come in, and before I knew it, I was going back to the board and telling them that I have too much content here to sit on it. I think we definitely have enough to do a full album.
Wow.
And for me, the content is very important. You know, I just don't believe in just, hey, I got 9-10 songs here just because I have 9-10 songs.
Yeah, let's just throw something together, right? Yeah.
Within the guys of the project, then I wouldn't have did it. I would have told them, hey, let's just stick to the 2 or 3 songs that we want to do that makes sense or whatever, and go from there. But we had, it was just great content, and I believe once people hear the album, they will understand my vision for how I wanted the project to go. So anyway, we they were okay with doing the songs, we got to doing the recording, and we had technical difficulties. For those that have done recordings before, I really had to kind of scrap the first project because of technical difficulties, but thanks be to God that everyone understood. And granted, it was no fault of our own. It was on the other side. But, you know, we were able to redo the project And what you hear is what you get. It's a true, authentic moment. And I'm a big believer in bringing choir, church choir music back. So often we deviate from our core. And when you deviate from who you are or who your audience is, you oftentimes tend to chase your tail. You try to find whatever you can to latch on to somebody. But if you stick to your core and know who you are, you won't have to deviate at all.
Mm. That's interesting. You said so many things in that introduction to who the choir is. So the members of this choir, are they mainly young people? Is it a mixture? Who's in the choir?
It is definitely a mixture. You definitely have your young people as well as your older choir, and it just works. Like we had a, I want to say this, overall 7,500 voice choir.
Wow.
For that year, every year, with coming to national conventions, your audience going to be high or low. Depending on whatever year, people can come in. So it's not like it's just one church.
Yeah.
We definitely had enough voices for sure. I mean, strong voices that night to help us capture what we wanted to capture. And it was just a great experience, and I just love how it was, like I said before, it was authentic. And that's the best thing. That's what you want. People look for authenticity. They don't want any type of lie or fallacy or anything. They want you just be real, and be straight up. And so that's that's what we got. And we were able to capture that, and that's what you hear.
Amen. So let me ask you this question, because I do have an understanding of what I believe what it means to be, baptized in the fire and holiness. I get that. I grew up in holiness, but let's help some of the listeners who may not understand what that means, part of your structure and the organization, and why that's important to you all. For those of you who are listening, he's just going to talk about a little bit about what they stand for in terms of their lifestyles and what mission they're on for Christ, and it will help explain the power and the anointing in this CD project. So go ahead, Andre.
I don't want people to think like we're strict, like you cannot do X, Y, and Z. It's not like that.
Got to say that on the front end, huh?
I definitely don't want people thinking that. We are, holiness is a lifestyle. It is just allowing the Holy Spirit to really guide and direct you. A lot of things that you may want to say in certain situations, your lips will be quenched, because the Holy Spirit will say, you can't do that. And you will know within yourself. It's not so much that something is just speaking. The Lord may be speaking to you all the time, and I believe He does, for those that want to listen. But our doctrine, we believe in salvation. We believe in and being saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And so our doctrine is no different than what is preached or than what you read in the Bible. We don't add anything. We're not taking anything away. We just believe that holiness is a lifestyle. Certain things that you used to do, can't do them no more. You shouldn't want to do them anymore. If you're saying God has changed you, if Christ has come into your life, and now you're a new person, and you are renewed in Christ, then your lifestyle should reflect that. It's just that's pretty much, straight to the point. That's just what it is. I am in no way a theologian. I am nobody's pastor or anything, but born and raised in this church, and that's what I believe in, and that's what we are definitely teaching, and so if anyone else has a new doctrine other than that, then I that's for you, but for who we are and what we believe, that straight to the point, holiness is a lifestyle.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
And so I don't want to come off like you can't do this, you can't chew gum, you can't. It ain't wear lipstick. It ain't none of that at all.
Yeah.
We just believe that holiness is a lifestyle, and we long to stick to the standard that Christ has set. You know,
Amen.
We're not trying to deviate or create our own variation whereby we can become revisionist and move the line how we feel based on that day. It's nothing like that. You know, holiness is a standard and it is a lifestyle.
Amen. It's helped me. I can tell you that. It's changed my life for the better. I'm just talking myself. It's helped
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
same here.
Yeah. So what can we expect from this project, FBH Live? I just think that it's one of those projects that has a little something for everybody. What can we expect?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, bless his name. If you have time, I can run through the songs real quick.
Oh sure.
But bless his name is that is like our coming out song or whatever the case may be. That is like our announcement to the world that we can all come together, and that's like our praise and worship song. So any praise team, minister music, you know, any church can do Bless His Name, because it is a congregational song in the aspect that everyone can get with the song, and so it's quick and easy and to the point. And then we go straight into Need Your Power, which is now our choir introduction. Now we've left the praise and worship realm or arena, and now we are getting into choir stuff. And so Need Your Power is straight to the point. I mean, that's, we need your power, Lord, we need your power. And then from there, we go into our ballad of things are going to get better. And I mean, if you ride in the car, hold on to your steering wheel a little tight, because things are going to get better. It will get to you.
All right.
And then we have Bishop Rogers, A.O. Rogers, comes behind things are going to get better. And he picks it up a little bit, and then he goes into his mini sermonette, which was, again, an authentic moment that took place. It was not doctored up. I didn't even know he was going to do all of that. Like, it just,
wow.
He was just in the moment and it just went there. And in his mini sermonette, he talks about salvation. So that's the thing of, that I believe every church choir, you know, I believe there should be some type of message. It doesn't have to be forced. And it could be through your songs, but there should be a moment, I believe, if you're going to do a live project or whatever the case may be, that ministry should still, the opening the doors of the church, or, you know, the altar call moment should still be there. It should be authentic, you know, but I think it should still be in there, and Bishop Rogers definitely did that. And so from there we come out.
But we got to pause right there. We got to pause right there, Andre, because we're almost out of time, but we also don't want to give away the whole story. We want people to go, you know, support the project. So yeah, you just heard Andre Littlejohn talk about, he's the executive producer, producer for the project, FBH Live. And tell the listeners where they can find the project and find out more about you and et cetera, et cetera.
You can, you can reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Andre Littlejohn. That's at AndreLittlejohn. That's at Andre Littlejohn. And the project is on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Amazon, wherever you can find your digital music, that's where the album is. And we also have some hard copies. So if you reach out to me, I can definitely get you in touch to get a hard copy as well.
Amen. And there are a few stations that listen to this program in California. So for persons who are living in California or who are visiting, where can they get information about your church and the church services?
They can definitely go to our website. I believe it's fbhchurch.org, and we have a directory for where they can definitely check out our churches in the area, wherever they may be across the country. and definitely go and stop by and see what we're all about.
Amen, amen. The one and only Andre Littlejohn, go check out the project FBH Live. You are definitely going to get a blessing. You heard what he said about this project. Support the ministry, support the ministry, support the ministry. Andre, listen, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on Real Gospel. We've got to do this again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.